This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. This week, Texas lawmakers in both Senate and the House vowed to launch a crackdown to end the abuse of what's known as emergency leave for state workers. Months of investigative reporting by the Dallas Morning News reveal that workers for the Attorney General's Office and the Agriculture Commission, among other agencies, were quitting their jobs but still getting pay for weeks, sometimes months, after leaving their posts, using emergency leave as a de facto separation package. At least that's how many are seeing it. David McSwain has been on this story for the Dallas Morning News. David, welcome back to The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
One of your stories involved an investment manager for the Teacher Retirement System, TRS, who left her job in January. You know who I'm referring to here?
Cheryl Hines, an investment manager. She left January 1, but she remained on the payroll for another 4 months until April 30th.
And she got what? Something close to $60,000 over that period.
Something like that, yeah. So it depends on what you were earning, your salary. But her pay over 4 months' time was about $58,000, and that doesn't include benefits.
This sounds like a most excellent deal. It does sound like a kind of severance package of sorts. Is any state worker eligible to take advantage of this emergency leave situation?
The state's HR laws are a little bit murky, but in general, it's believed that there is no severance for state workers. And we posed that exact question to many agencies that we called, and most really didn't answer the question of whether it was severance or not, but they said that they had the ability and authority to do so because they had good cause, which is all the law stipulates, that a manager needs to have good cause.
So let me understand how this works. Do you have to declare that you're leaving and then you get the emergency leave after you declare that you're leaving? Or is there like a sort of a series of steps that you have to take one foot in front of the next, and that will get you the money?
Well, it's generally not supposed to be for people who are leaving the agency. So emergency leave is designed for emergency situations. A state employee has a death in the family or some unforeseen circumstance where there's inclement weather, a tornado warning, something like that, that keeps people from coming to work. And to be sure, we see a lot of that. And typically those entries in the data, you know, they'd look like 8 hours. You know, somebody left for a day and then they came back the next day. What we're talking about here is the use of emergency leave over weeks and months for employees who never returned to state work.
What's the history behind this emergency leave provision? Has this always been a benefit for Texas state workers?
It is a benefit, but it's not like your paid leave benefit, you know, where if you leave an agency or you leave a job in the private sector, you're entitled to the vacation and other leave that you've accrued. This is something that's just there. It's an option for managers to bestow on certain employees for whatever good cause they see. So it is a benefit, but it's not necessarily a defined benefit. And it was created in 1999 when the legislature was looking at some problems with the way that it legislates rules around employees. And then they found that managers do need some sort of mechanism to allow employees to continue to be paid while not working, you know, like I said, for, you know, a death in the family or some other emergency.
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, there are people who've used this provision in good conscience and who would have been in dire straits if it weren't for the ability to be paid while away to deal with an emergency like that. Isn't there the danger that now you have lawmakers talking about revising the law here? There may be some people genuinely hurt if this emergency leave disappears.
I think that's a concern, but I also think that the Senate leadership, including Senator Jane Nelson, chairwoman of the Finance Committee, that has really sort of led the way in looking into this, they're really conscious of that, and discussions have already been had about its legitimate use. But there is a lot of concern, both in the House and the Senate, that it's really being misused because the law is so vague and gives agency heads, and you know, including Attorney General Ken Paxton and Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, wide latitude to really use it for whatever reason. And there's not much documentation to support a lot of this leave.
David McSwain, Austin-based data and enterprise reporter for the Dallas Morning News. David, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.